Learning English helps me to talk about my feelings.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hello everyone, my name is Josipa and you are listening to the SBS Learn English podcast. In today's episode, we'll practice different ways to talk about those moments that leave a bad taste in the mouth, and I don't mean that literally. If something or someone leaves a bad taste in your mouth, it means they were unpleasant, and so you are disappointed and feel uncomfortable. For example, let's say I went to a shop where I felt someone treated me unfairly. I could tell my friends that the way they treated us left a bad taste in my mouth. There are a lot of other ways to say that something is disappointing. Let's hear phrases Alan and Claire used to talk about a movie that was very disappointing.
Well, that movie didn't live up to expectations, did it?
I agree. It promised much more than it delivered. It really wasn't all it's cracked up to be.
This was such a waste of money. What a letdown.
Did you notice how Alan and Claire expressed their disappointment in every sentence we just heard? Let's go through them one by one. First, we heard Alan.
Well, that movie didn't live up to expectations, did it?
This is a phrase that we use quite a lot to say that something wasn't as good as you hoped. For example, you finally tried that new fancy restaurant all your friends are talking about, but the food was disappointing. You could say,
I heard so many good things about this place, but the food didn't live up to my expectations.
Claire then used two expressions to express her disappointment. Let's hear it again.
It promised much more than it delivered. It really wasn't all it's cracked up to be.
Okay, let's look at the first part of the sentence. Claire said that the movie promised much more than it delivered. If something promises more than it delivers, it means that something looked good to begin with, but actually was bad. That is, it didn't live up to our expectations. So if someone is promising you things that you think probably won't happen because they probably won't be able to do it, you could say, don't promise more than you can deliver. Claire also said,
it really wasn't all it's cracked up to be.
It really wasn't all it's cracked up to be. This is a casual way of saying the same thing, that something is not as good as other people have said it. You can use this phrase with your friends and family when you are a little disappointed about any experience. In a more formal conversation, you might say,
it wasn't at all what we had been led to expect.
Or,
it wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Or, as we heard before, it did not live up to expectations. At the end of our first dialogue, Alan said that the movie was such a waste of money. Waste is another word for rubbish or garbage. And if something is a waste of your money, or waste of your time, it means that it isn't useful. Alan also said,
what a letdown.
A letdown is something that disappoints you, a disappointment. You could also say, what a pity or what a shame. Or in more casual settings, you could express your disappointment informally among friends by saying,
what a bummer.
You would only use this expression among close friends because it comes from the word bum, an informal word for bottom. I really hope that we only have to use the phrases we are practicing today once in a blue moon. That is very rarely, because nobody likes to get disillusioned, discontented, disheartened, or dissatisfied. By the way, the words disillusioned, discontented, disheartened, or dissatisfied have similar meaning as the word disappointed. These words all start with the prefix dis, which means no or none. And if you want to find out what these words mean and how you can use them, head to our website sbs.com.au/learnenglish for additional learning notes. Moving on. So Claire and Ellen have been following the FIFA World Cup and have been a little disappointed with how their team has been playing.
I had high hopes when the FIFA World Cup started. Now I wish I hadn't bothered watching it at all.
Hey, I know what you mean. Looks like our team promised much more than it can deliver.
Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing them play. But they're boring to watch because they aren't attacking enough.
We have a lot to explain, so we better get into it straight away. Claire said,
I had high hopes when the FIFA World Cup started. Now I wish I hadn't bothered watching it.
I had high hopes when the FIFA World Cup started. If you have high hopes, you strongly feel that something good will happen. Claire also said,
I wish I hadn't bothered watching it.
Claire wishes she hadn't bothered watching the cup, meaning she regrets taking the time to watch the World Cup. You can be also be bothered by something, and if an issue bothers you, there is something that worries, disturbs, or upsets you. We can also express our disappointment with the phrase, I was looking forward to it, but something else happened. Just like Claire did when she said,
I was looking forward to seeing them play, but they are boring to watch because they are not attacking enough.
I want to share with you a phrase that it's not related to today's topic, but Claire just reminded me. So if your soccer team is playing a defensive game without trying to attack the opposite team, just like Claire's, you could say,
my team has parked the bus.
The English language can be so funny sometimes. Wouldn't you agree? Today, I invited my colleague from SBS German, Wolfgang Müller, to talk about disappointment. Although a different kind of disappointment, isn't that right, Wolfgang? And thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Josipa. It's great to be here. Well, yes, when I heard that you were doing an episode on phrases about disappointment, I wondered if you know that Australia has a mountain called Mount Disappointment.
No, I never heard of it. Where is it?
Mount Disappointment is on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation of Aboriginal Australians, and it is on the southern end of the Great Dividing Range in Victoria. It takes about an hour to drive there from Melbourne.
Okay, but who and why named this mountain Mountain Disappointment?
Actually, Josipa, it's a funny story, that one. And it goes back 150 years when British explorers Hume and Hovell climbed on the mountain hoping to see the distant Port Phillip Bay. But once they were up there, they couldn't see anything because there were too many trees. And to add to their disappointment, one of the explorers, Hume, suffered a very painful injury in his groin, which is the region of the genitals. And because of that, the whole team had to stop their mission and sleep on the mountain for 5 days.
So their mission wasn't as successful as they thought it would be?
No, for them it was a total letdown. So they recorded their feelings in the name of the mountain.
But is this mountain really so disappointing?
I certainly don't think so. Mount Disappointment is one of Melbourne's most accessible forest areas, where you can drive through the forest itself. There are also a lot of walking tracks, picnic areas and camping sites. If you are into history, you can see the remains of a World War II prisoner camp. For nature lovers, the mountain has beautiful wildflowers and amazing wildlife. Believe me, the view from the top is spectacular.
I'm convinced. Mountain Disappointment is going straight onto my to-do hiking list. And have you been hiking lately?
To be honest, Giuseppa, I'm such a die-hard soccer fan that I've been glued to the screen since the FIFA World Cup started.
I completely understand, and I love how you use the phrases we covered in our previous episode on soccer.
That's, Giuseppa, because I listen to all your podcasts. And now I know you're going to ask me to revisit the phrases from the episode, right?
That's right. See if you can answer these questions before hearing the answer. What is a letdown?
A letdown basically means a disappointment. So if someone or something disappoints you, you can say, what a letdown.
What does once in a blue moon mean?
If something happens once in a blue moon, it means it happens very rarely.
We heard different ways to express disappointment. And if you wish, you can practice after Alan and Claire.
This movie didn't live up to expectations, did it?
It promised much more than it delivered.
This really wasn't all it's cracked up to be.
This was such a waste of money.
What a letdown.
What a bummer.
That's all we have for this episode. And if you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au, or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. As always, I'm Josipa. Thank you for listening.
Subscribe to the SBS Learn English podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, so you don't miss an episode.